From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Iraqi city Ramadi still being contested. As many as 700 Islamic State fighters are believed to still be holed up in and near the recently liberated Iraqi city of Ramadi, making it difficult for Iraqi forces to secure the provincial capital. Much of the city has been destroyed, tens of thousands have fled and will need to be resettled. But James Jeffrey, a former diplomat to Baghdad, now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says he's hopeful the city can resume basic functions soon.
I went into Fallujah a few months after the Marines took it house by house, and most of the city was functioning and back in operation. Now, ISIS may be doing a better job of blowing up buildings as they retreat, a scorched earth policy, but still, I was very impressed with what Fallujah looked like a few months after we went in and took that thing house by house.
Ramadi fell this week to Iraqi security forces backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and local Sunni tribesmen after a six-week assault. The outgoing U.N. envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kaye, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being a stable and secure state. Speaking to VOA before stepping down at year's end, Kaye said reasonable progress has also been made in the fight against al-Shabaab.
A year and a half ago, al-Shabaab controlled many, many significant towns and districts across Somalia. They no longer do. At least 14 of them have been recovered by a combination of the AMISOM and Somali National Army working together. Al-Shabaab, territorially, in a much weaker position than they were before.
Kaye told VOA Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into reality. This is VOA News.